I think sometimes, you know, we are made to think as disabled people that there are things that we can't do that everybody else can do. So I just want to tell you that I decided decades ago that I don't feel comfortable handling my money in certain ways. In other words, I don't prepare my taxes. I don't prepare any of the forms that I need to do for the people that work for me. I have other people who do that. And I think that's a part of what we're discussing. So, you know, you're saying that it's important for you to both have written and oral discussions simply so that you can understand what's happening. That is the same for me. I am always asking people to repeat things and trying to learn things. At the end of the day, I think what's important about what we're talking about today is that the voices of disabled people must be included, and we must ensure that we are finding the way that each person can participate in the process without a presumption that we can't.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's so important. You know, I was blessed to be able to talk to you both before, you know, we sort of went on here. And Liz, you have a very personal story around this issue and around your father and some of the planning there. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yes, surely. When I was probably 22, maybe 21, my parents called a family meeting, and they had all my family there. Well, my immediate family, my sisters and people, but my sisters and my parents. But guess I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited, and to make it even worse was I was, it was happened to be on Thanksgiving, and this is why I call it my Thanksgiving story. My cousin was over, and my parents said, can you, quote, babysit Liz? So I would not go downstairs and hear what was going on. I was 22, or I was 21, whatever I was, and I wasn't able to be there. And the reason why I wasn't able to be there was because my parents were told by the doctors when I was born that I would never be able to understand this and these kinds of issues and why I don't need to be part of these discussions. And when I talk about me, I don't necessarily mean just me. If everyone, all my friends and so I wasn't included in that meeting. And to speed it up, the story up, about probably 2 or 3 years later, I was speaking and told the story, and my parents were in the audience. And my father after the speech said, oh my gosh, I never realized what they did. I never realized how that made you feel. So now I am included. I know what's going on. I know how a trust works. I know how, yes, when Judy said that she doesn't file her paperwork, but neither do I. I don't want to know that kind of stuff. It bores me. But to tell you the truth, But what I'm saying is I make that decision whether I want to be involved or not to be involved. And at least I know what's going on in my life.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's so important for us to remember as planners. And one of the things that I took away from our initial discussion, something that you said, Judy, which was dream often and dream early. And, you know, I think that that's so important to include the person with the disability in the trust so that, just like Liz said, they can decide whether they want to be involved or not. Switching gears just a little bit here. I'm a board member of Easter Shares in Colorado that has a camp that's similar to Camp Jeanette, 70-year anniversary, actually, this year. But really, the Crip Camp isn't really about Camp Jeanette in particular. It's really about the 504 and the sit-in. And my biggest question to you, as you think through all of this, Judy, is what do you tell parents with a child with a disability, or is there any particular experience that made you become such an activist?
Well, I think, you know, starting out with what Liz said about her parents. So her parents were great people. I don't think they, as you were saying, Liz, they weren't like intentionally not including you. They just never thought about you as being able to participate in this process like your sisters. So for me, the message here for parents is you include all your children and your disabled children.